The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back, final hour of the show. So good to have you along here at 8:01. I'm Randy Corcoran, Denver's only live local conservative call-in show on your Saturday mornings. One line is open at 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Just watched this video again. You've got to go see it. Follow me on Twitter. You can find it on my Twitter feed. Google it up for yourself. I think I have it on my Facebook page as well. Weather Channel, during the Tropical Storm Florence coverage, has a reporter in a blue blazer and a hat, and he's sitting there hopping forward, leaning into apparently this huge blowing wind, and he's huffing and he's puffing and jumping around like he's, you know, just being slapped around like a ping pong ball. And during the course of this video, two guys go walking behind him. One's in shorts and a rain jacket. The other's in some kind of a rain jacket and some long pants. And they're blowing in the wind a little bit. You know, you can see the clothes are rifling, fluffing around. But they're just walking by. And it is absolutely hilarious. And the person that I got this from that tweeted this out just compared it to CNN. And the CNN, just the dishonest coverage, the way they used to stage some of their camera shots at rallies and protests to make them look more serious, make them look more substantial. And wow, Weather Channel, what are you thinking? You've got to look at this. It's hilarious. The guy, and as you watch him, you can kind of tell it doesn't look very real what he's fighting against. But had you not seen the guys quietly walking behind him, you might not have picked it up. Before we get back to the calls, Fred will be first. CNN, I just got to share this story because Adweek just came out with their report. CNN ranked number 6 now across basic cable in total primetime viewers, number 5 in total day viewers this past week. And despite these finishes in the top 10, the network was down 36% in primetime viewers, 41% in total day viewers versus this same week last year, 41% and 36%. CNN fifth behind ESPN and Nickelodeon. During primetime, CNN slid down to sixth place, while ESPN came in first, and I think they had the tennis coverage primarily, followed by Fox News, MSLSD, HGTV, where I appear periodically to report on Colorado legal stories on that great show, Crime and Justice, with Ashley Banfield. That's a lot of fun. In fact, they were reaching out to me all week long, and I was away on taking care of some family business and just wasn't a good time to prep up and dress up and do a TV hit. But I really enjoyed doing that with those guys and hope I get to do it a lot more. And the USA Network all defeated CNN. What an embarrassing situation. And for those of you who are worried about November, buying into the mantra of the left, blue wave is coming, and all that, just think about it. CNN, the biggest cable news attack dog against President Trump and all of his agenda, against Brett Kavanaugh, and anything that is good from the right, and they're dying on the vine, in spite of all those TVs and airports. I've mentioned this before. I guess new ownership took over the building here for 710 KNUS. Used to be you'd walk in either door in the front lobby. Fox News was on both TVs, one on each end of the lobby. Then it went to Fox News on one TV, CNN on the other. And now it's a weather channel on both TVs. It's a 9 News weather, repeating weather channel on both TVs. And I just wonder how much of that is in regards to political correctness. You know, Adam, you ought to call the management over there sometime and just add it to my tab, because you and I got some things going on. But just find out. Just tell them that we were curious, that we miss the cable news and we enjoyed the Fox and the contrast with CNN. And if you can find that out, that would be very, very interesting to report on. Anyway, I promised we'd get back to the phones, and we will. There's a line open at 303-696-1971. Fred is first up this hour. Fred, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. What a great show.
Thank
you. Great points you're making.
Thank you.
I have a quick question for you. This has to do with the Republican Party in Colorado, which I am very deflated over the fact that they're not. Where do I go get signs for George Brockler and Mike Callahan and Mike Kaufman? And that was a Freudian slip, because Mike Callahan used to be a lieutenant governor here in Colorado, and a good one. And also, where do we get Walker Stapleton signs? I have no idea where to go.
You're in Douglas County?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would go to the Douglas County GOP office. I would email or go to the websites.
Yeah.
Just Google them up. But you're right. I mean, this stuff ought to be in our face all the time. And they were so slow in putting together these victory offices. I don't think the money has come in for the Republican Party in Colorado like people expected it to or need it to. And so I think we have to hope that someone like Jared Polis is just simply too extreme for Colorado. People are not ready for universal, meaning taxpayer-paid health care, universal preschool daycare, all of those crazy kind of ideas that will kill the Colorado economy. But we cannot rely on the Republican Party to do it.
No. And I I'll take you back to Mr. McGinnis, who should have been our governor. We were behind him. You remember his name was Scott, right?
Scott McGinnis, yes.
Okay. We met with him, and he was in the high-rise bars downtown, and he was getting prepped to hopefully be our next governor. And all of a sudden, there was just nothing but silence for months before the election. I was devastated.
Yeah.
And now we have Hickenlooper, which is, you know, been a disaster for all of us, in my opinion.
Well, there is a whole lot of unsung energy out there. The prognosticators that I like, who have proven accurate, the election modeler Gerard Lamiro, who's on this show periodically, does a great blog. What's it called? Great America. Adam will remind me of that in just a second. But he is predicting a pickup in Republican seats nationally. And I think Colorado, with the booming economy, the great job situation that we have, the fact that there are so many oil and gas jobs out there right now, and the fact that Jared Polis won't even show up on the Western Slope to debate Stapleton should really help
us. That's right. That he won't show up because he doesn't want to know what the people have to say. You know, the independents in this state drive me nuts, because they love to walk the fence. And if you've ever walked a fence, it's very difficult. You're going to fall off. So right now, the independents, I hopefully have made decisions. They want their family. They want the well-being of the U.S. They want, you know, I say God-fearing people, because I'll use Obama's terms. You know, those folks that were clinging to their guns and their Bibles. Yeah, that's right. That's how this country was founded. The only reason why we're west of the Mississippi is for two reasons: the horse and the gun, and the type of people that carried them and rode them. That's it. Otherwise, we'd all be living in New Jersey right now, talking about 200-plus years ago. Yeah. And these people don't make a decision. They don't think that this doesn't affect their livelihood. Don't they have children? If they don't have children, at least they have cousins, and they have nieces and nephews. Don't they care about their future? It's unbelievable to me.
Well, I think we've seen good evidence that they do, you know, during the 8 years of Barack Obama. And I know Republicans fielded horrible candidates to try and defeat him as president. But during those 8 years, over 1,000 seats switched from Democrat to Republican all around the country. Over 1,000. And then we elected President Donald Trump, and we've got all of these economic numbers that the news simply can't avoid reporting, even though they're not very happy about it. We've got a president who gets out in people's faces, is using his social media presence to fight back and push back. And so I just refuse to get down about November 6th. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Well, good. We're getting ready this morning for MC1, getting our bikes and cars ready. We're going to be there 30th, and for the guys and girls behind the windshield protecting us every day, you know, God bless them, because what they do is so tough. I would not want to have to do the job that they do every day. And so we'll be there Columbine with our bikes, and of course, people are having cars. But, you know, freedom on a motorcycle, that's one thing, too. They want you to ride the light rail. Well, you ride a motorcycle. I listen to you. There's a real freedom in your automobile and your motorcycle. You can go where you want. You can do what you want. You can be an American. And if you don't believe it, go to countries where you can't go where you want to, where people tell you what you need to do, where you need to be, and how you need to dress. And I'm not giving that up.
No, and there are a ton of us out there, man. And the MC1 ride is going to be terrific. It'll be my first time riding during the year. For the last 20 years, I have been out of town the last week of September. So I only rode in one of the, what was the young girl who was killed at the high school that the ride started from?
Columbine.
No, the young girl. What the heck
Emily
was her
Keys.
Name? Yeah.
Yeah, John Michael. I've been to every one, Emily Key and every MC1. And John Michael's an unbelievable person, and his wife. I know they split, but the strength they have and what happened with their daughter was devastating. And, you know, Peter and the whole team there at the station, they've been incredible supporters of all that. And now we have a new opportunity to show support for our women and men in blue and all people that do that sort of work. But we're going to have a great time, and we're going to hopefully break a record this year. I'm very excited about it. We're tuning bikes right now.
Well, I hope you'll come up and find us. I will definitely be hanging out, and you can always find Peter at the front of the pack, and I'll be bringing up his wing. So hopefully you come and say hi, Fred, and thanks very much for calling in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Better believe it. All right, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Fred's line is open. And, the MC1 ride, very, very excited about that, to actually be in town at the end of September. I'll get to participate. Last year was my first ride for the toy run, the Children's Hospital toy run. Had my whole family involved. Kids came and rode. My daughter, when she first walked into that hospital, saw all those kids in wheelchairs, and they were just so excited. We were at the front of that pack there, so we got to get in early on the kind of the celebration and the appreciation. My daughter just burst into tears walking in there, knowing how important it was that people were coming together and standing up. And I look at these kinds of rides and rallies as sort of political events, too, where people who are constantly shouted down by the left, constantly insulted. Fred referred to people, you know, the bitter clingers to their guns and their religion, what Obama said back during his first run for president. Opportunity to come together and realize we are not alone. We are still the patriots and the fighters for the American way, not giving it up for one second, not because some leftist gets upset because Eric Trump uses the word shekel. Are you kidding me? And I got an email. This is really a good question from, where'd it go? Maybe it was a text. I'll pull it up so I can give acknowledgement to the person. Oh, this came from Debbie. And she said, great show. How is it possible that I have never heard Obama misspeak about being a Muslim? She had never heard this clip, and maybe you haven't either.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith.
And George Stephanopoulos, Stepan Olivas, fortunately was right there to save Obama early in his presidential run, where he was just talking casually about his Muslim faith. Did it sound to you like he was misspeaking there, like he was somehow confused? And then George had to jump in and correct him. We've got that other clip. Maybe we can pull it up on the break, Adam, of Michelle Obama referring to Obama's home in Kenya. And play those side by side. Why had Debbie not heard that clip before? Because you don't hear that sort of thing on the mainstream, lamestream media. They silence, they filter in order to constantly harp on you. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your president? What's wrong with the way you decide to live your life? And they create all the horrors and all the drama. A writer in the Denver Post this morning, in the letters to the editors. No more coffee for me, Adam, just for future notice. Trump's economy is booming, but at what cost? This is from somebody named Gary. At this time, it seems the White House has one claim to fame, the economy. Yes, the economy is booming, mainly due to the tax cuts and deregulation. Well, good job, Gary, for at least acknowledging that truth. But then, of course, when you're dealing with a leftist, there's always an however. With this in mind, first, I feel bad for the future generations that are going to have to pay for an ever-increasing deficit due to the tax cuts. Now, there's the first lie of this email. Deficits due to the tax cuts. Look it up, friends, neighbors, leftists, opponents, liars, misrepresenters. When you reduce tax rates, revenue to the government increases because of the increase in economic activity. It happens time after time after time. When you reduce the burden on American citizens, on American businesses, economic activity increases, and therefore revenue to the government increases. Now, I'm with the caller from earlier, Gary, who said we've got to get spending under control. Of course we do. And Republicans are as bad as anybody. But I'm not hanging that on Donald Trump. He reluctantly signed yet another massive Republican-led omnibus spending bill because he wanted to fund the military. He knew, with China on the rise, with his intention to get out of the horrible Iran nuclear deal, with all of the other problems, the negotiations going on with North Korea, that continuing to have the world's strongest, most efficient, deadliest military was crucial. And he also knew that the men and women who serve had not had a raise, were not being properly cared for, their equipment decrepit, disrepair, stealing parts from one helicopter to make the other one fly. That's not the way the military for the United States functions. Not under this president. Shouldn't happen under any president ever. So he signed that bill, and deficits did go up. That's not a Republican trend. That's not something that Republicans constantly push for. The gutless Republicans simply don't stand up and stop it. They're too worried about the politics. Cuts will mean some pain, and nobody was willing to take that painful medicine this time around. And Donald Trump reluctantly said, I will not do it again. I will not sign another one of these bills. I believe him. I guess we shall see. Deficits have to come down, but extremely fast-growing economic activity is a great way to chip away at that. It's a great way. I know we've got callers on the line. I think rather than going to the calls now, we'll get our break out of the way so we don't have to cut anybody short. Let me just read another sentence or two out of this email. And would like, this is the guy that said, I feel bad for future generations that are going to have to pay for an ever-increasing deficit due to the tax cuts. It's not due to the tax cuts. Tax rates go down, revenues to the federal government go up. And would like to encourage anyone entering or looking to enter into the workforce over the next years to look into the medical field. And then he goes on to say, because of the cut in regulations, people are going to die. Our health is going to be bad. So we're going to need more doctors. I mean, this is how the left thinks. This is how they try to manipulate you. Don't buy it, period. 821. I'm Randy Corcoran. We'll get back to all of your phone calls on the other side. I see one line is open at 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. You're listening to 710 KNUS.
Matt Dunn here. On Sunday, tropical storm fallout and the steady drip of fresh new texts from Peter Strzok. Florence delayed the declassify, but hopefully not for long. Plus, Papadopoulos unleashed against those meddling Brits. The Six Ways from Sunday crowd running scared. See you on Sunday.
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. Sunday evenings from 5 to 8 on News Talk 710. KNUS.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Imagine an outdoor room that is the envy of all your friends, family, and neighbors. That's what DeckTech does. I'm Steve Spark, and my company, DeckTech Outdoor Designs, has designed and built over 3,000 spectacular custom decks and patio roofs in many of the most beautiful areas around Denver and the Front Range. DeckTech understands you need to remodel the back of your homes for the same reason you remodel indoors. You want space, function, and appeal to go along with your own personal style. If you'd like to improve your home and outdoor lifestyle, contact DeckTech for a free consultation at DeckTech.com. With DeckTech's team of design-build specialists, you can relax, entertain, and make outdoor leisure living a reality for your home by going to DeckTech.com. That's DeckTech.com. Don't let another season go by. Enjoy your deck or outdoor room this season or receive special sale pricing on select installation dates. Call DeckTech at 303-277-1550.
Hi, this is Willie Dan. Unfortunately, rates are starting to move up with no end in sight. At Stanford Funding, I can get you wholesale rates for less. You don't have to pay all those bank or middleman fees. Work directly with me, the lender, and I can get you the lowest rates and the lowest closing costs in the mortgage market today. So call me now at 303-458-8200. So if you're thinking about refinancing and need to get your loan closed in 30 days or less, no problem. Need a pre-call letter and your purchase loan closed in 30 days or less, no problem. Call 303-458-8200. Don't wait. Call the company people in Colorado have trusted for the last 18 years, Stanford Funding, at 303-458-8200 and ask for Willie Dan. Call 303-458-8200 or apply online at stanfordfunding.com.
NMLS 306720. Credit score 580. Loan to value 97%. Licensed by the Division of Real Estate.
It's always truck month at Stevenson Chevrolet, Denver's America's oldest Chevy dealer with a reputation for the best selection, service, and value. The 2019 Silverados have arrived, so the 2018 sell-down has begun, bringing the biggest discounts of the year. Right now, Silverados start at just $23,999, and now through October 1st, save up to $13,000 on all 2018 Silverado Crew Cab All-Stars. Looking for a new Colorado? Choose from over 60 new Colorados in stock. Work trucks, double cabs, crew cabs, light duty and heavy duties, gas or diesel, with over 200 trucks available. Stevenson has a truck for everyone. Stevenson Chevrolet is a Colorado original, locally owned and operated for over 55 years. You'll save time and money on your next Chevy at Stevenson Chevrolet. When you think Chevy, think Stevenson Chevrolet. Located at I-70 and West Colfax in Lakewood. Stop by or find them online at StevensonChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads. Offers include Chevrolet incentives and $499.50 delivery and handling charge. Save $13,000 on stock number 85741. $23,999 offer on stock number 85629. Savings based on MSRP. Must take delivery by 10-1-2018. See Stevenson Chevrolet for details.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Welcome back at 8:26 on your Saturday morning. What a good-looking day we've got going on. High today around 90, 88 tomorrow, 80s all week long with lots and lots of sunshine. Can you believe September 15th, and we are 52 days away from the next big election, and certainly the most important midterm of my lifetime. I mean, we do not. We had a caller earlier, Gary, who wants to stop the Trump agenda by creating gridlock in Washington, D.C., said that he's a fiscal conservative, but he likes gridlock in D.C., that the deficit is a problem, interest rates are going to keep going up, so we're in trouble, and he wants to stop Trump from accomplishing anything else, though he claims to have liked some of the things that Trump has done so far. Although the tax cut really didn't make that big of a difference because it didn't trickle down, even though, as I pointed out to him, the blue-collar jobs are showing a spike in wages. It's being reported everywhere. So a lot of people got a bit incensed about that call, including Larry, who wrote in, an IRS employee, which is what Gary said he was, who wants to stop Trump. How astonishing. Did you listen to the smug attitude of that protected federal employee telling us about economics when President Obama was running up the debt to almost 100% of GDP? I don't remember Gary calling to stop President Obama. And remember, when it comes to the largest increase in the national debt ever in the history of the world, a greater increase than all of the prior presidents put together, that Barack Obama did something else that was very dastardly too. They made the $1 trillion increase in the national debt, which was supposed to be as a result of the fiscal crisis. We've got to stimulate the economy by printing up all this phony baloney money and pumping it into the economy. They made that $1 trillion a year increase an annual legal requirement of the budget. It's locked in, at least until somebody changes it. So they not only increased spending and they sold it to people, and they didn't really have to, they had control of everything at that time, but they sold it by saying that this is a one-shot deal, we've got to do this to stimulate the economy, and then they locked it in so that it would be that huge increase in the budget and in the national deficit year after year after year after year. I'll wrap up with Larry's email, a few parts of which I cannot and will not read on the air before we get back to the calls. But he said, according to our employee, the IRS employee, Gary, pampered Gary, all of those little people are doing worse because they have more money. What an elite bleep and son of a bleep. All right. Well, let's go to a little nicer email before the calls. This is from Marilyn in Denver, who never thought she'd be unadvertising the Denver Post. She's the one who coined the phrase Denver napkin that I like to refer to. Glad you mentioned the black lady and the convenience store. That was the story. 4 o'clock this morning, black lady holding the door for the Harley riding, early morning energy drink grabbing me as I came out of the store. I just love to tell these little non-racist American stories of people just being nice to each other, regardless of the gender or the non-gender or the colors of our skins. We just aren't thinking about it as the left and as Barack Obama, when he was president, would have had you believed. Marilyn wraps up by saying it's generally the people who want to keep this narrative going for their own agenda that yell the loudest. Absolutely. It's time that we stop defending and start telling the truth. And let's get back to the phones now with Tom in Greenwood Village. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Mr. Corcoran.
Morning, sir.
Enjoyable show as always. Gary was completely wrong on several things. I'd like to start with the national security issue, because he's worried about us going to war. Didn't President Trump have a meeting with a dictator from North Korea that went exceptionally well, and the North Koreans are making steps to de-arm, and there's actually possibly even talks of unification?
And no missiles have flown over Japan or any of the islands down there around the Korean Peninsula. We got
We got
the remains of some of our fallen soldiers back without giving up a thing. And the sanctions are still in place.
And they didn't even bring out these missiles that they had for their 70th anniversary parade because they're afraid of the message that it would send. And let's go to Afghanistan. Trump increased numbers initially for the military, but now the Talibs and the Afghan national government are having bilateral talks to end hostilities there, which would mean the United States would be coming home. Syria looks like it's doing pretty well. ISIS is no longer an effective military unit. So where exactly does Gary think that we're going to be going to war? Or is this an alternative world where our tax cuts that he's living in don't mean anything because he said that the interest rates are going up and inflation, the CPI are going up? Well, without those tax rates being reduced and extra money coming into our pay cut, then aren't we actually going backwards? So even if we're just staying afloat, as Gary said, we're not going backwards, which isn't a bad thing in my mind.
Yeah, I agree, Tom. Letter writer in the Denver Post, we're going to have to pay for an ever-increasing deficit due to the tax cuts. That's never how it works.
No. President Kennedy increased the amount of money when he cut taxes, President Reagan. And the tax revenue that isn't coming in under the Trump administration yet to date has been record. But again, it's something that you mentioned. And I think, you know, Gary doesn't want to talk about why he's really upset. And that's the fact that the president put federal employees' raises, annual raises, on hold this year because he said it wasn't in the budget. So Gary's upset that he's not getting his raise, but for other people that have jobs, how many people do you know in the private sector, Randy, that get 3-4% raises every year because, you know, the budget calls for it? And, you know, I mean, let's just keep adding that on to the taxpayers. And, you know, Gary's a federal government employee. Maybe what actually needs to happen is our federal government needs to get rid of people like that, that don't work as they would in the private sector for the federal government. And the government would actually be responsive to the people. And we could actually start getting rid of some of these people and reduce the budget like President Trump wanted to do. But again, without the supermajority in the Senate, they're unable to bring the tax cuts because they had to bring a deal with the Democrats. And like the president said, he's not going to do it again. He's going to cut spending. And oh, by the way, he's also going to build a wall, something he promised the people.
Yeah, I read this.
Your country.
I read a story this morning that another $5 billion will be coming out of whatever the next spending bill looks like toward the wall. So it's a small piece, but it's, you know, chipping away, getting the ball rolling down the road. We've got to hang on in November, increase these majorities to keep it going. Tom, thanks very much for listening to the show.
Have a great day.
You too. About 25 minutes to go until 9 o'clock. Craig Silverman at the top of the hour. Dave in Denver's been waiting. Dave, thank you very much, and welcome to the show.
Hi there, Randy. I was, like you, at the airport and watching, had to be forced to watch CNN. And I don't know if you noticed, they have that CNN death counter for this Hurricane Florence. And thank God it's relatively low. Hopefully it won't get any bigger, but they would just love for that death count to get higher so they could use that against Trump. And I think that's sickening, number one.
Well, CNN is reaping what they sow with their failing network, their failing ratings down 41% in total day viewers over the same week last year, 36% in prime time. They're trailing Nickelodeon, Dave.
Nice. They run the SpongeBob, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, you know, talking about that, your emailer about the economy, and I look at my retirement account as many people do, and you know, my website has the ability to track my earnings over time. And I look at from 2008 to 2016, how relatively flat that line was and how much of a spike it went up in 2016 and beyond. And, you know, we're earning 14-15%. You know, that's Democrats and Republicans, especially people who are retirement age, you know, they're loving this economy, whether they like Trump or not. I mean, that's the fact. And, you know, when Trump brought out his economic advisor after Obama came out and touted that it was his doing that caused the bump in the economy, I mean, that guy, he brought out all his charts, and it was just so devastating about what happened in Obama's years and that trend, that downward trend, and then that huge spike that went up on Election Day. And, it kind of reminded me of, you know, I've talked to you this about before, where when I'm feeling down, I look at videos on YouTube of election night. And if you remember, when Trump won, all they could talk about was the peso was down 3%.
Yeah. Well, they were hoping, they were predictions that the markets would collapse, that we'd be in nuclear wars all around the world. And since none of those things are happening, they're having to promote this idea that there's nothing but chaos, frustration, anger, and craziness going on in the White House. And meanwhile, Donald Trump just smiles and keeps trucking along.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Have a good day,
Randy. Thank you, sir. Tell you, we've got Davids everywhere. David in Kansas City is tuning in, and he agrees with what I said earlier. You probably have had a cup too much, a little too much coffee. And he also said, letters to the editors. That's a good one. When I had a little coffee-induced stutter before. I just want you to know, very little sleep this week. Been out of town, dealing with some family issues. Stuck on the tarmac for hours yesterday. Late flight. Got in late last night. Many hours past when I was supposed to. So, you know, if I say letters to the editors... Actually, I think that's pretty funny. We got about 21 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. We've also got a David on the phone. I think maybe since we're close to the break that we'll hold that call. I just want to elaborate a little bit on Tom's call with regard to jobs. The data is in, and the IRS worker who called in before said that I don't think average people are feeling the benefits of the trickle-down. They love that language, trickle-down economy, the Reagan trickle-down years. Of course, everybody feels the benefits when you have more jobs than there are people to do them. When black employment and black favorability for this president, by the way, huge, huge spikes in both since the election. Warehouse associates income up almost 7%. Material handlers up over 5%. Truck drivers up over 7%. And even lower paying jobs like retail, 4.9%. Security officer, 4.7%. Bank teller, 8.1%. That is real money in people's pockets. And bonuses that companies have been giving out. This is really, really good stuff. And I think the terror of the benefits of this economy are why the left, instead of talking about their policies, instead of talking about all the positive changes they can make by, you know, taking more of your money, increasing taxes, allowing the government to pick and choose your health care. They're not wasting time even talking about those policies very much. Instead, they're trying to make you feel like the country is out of control. If this is the country out of control, I say bring on the chaos, baby. I'm loving it. All right, we'll get right back to your phone calls, 303-696-1971, if you'd like to weigh in. 303-696-1971. And these are both pretty short, aren't they? Let's go out with these two clips, Adam. This is Barack Obama, the clip that texter Debbie said, I'd never heard this before. How is that possible? From Barack Obama talking about his Muslim faith, followed by the clip of his wife talking about his home country of Kenya.
You are absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come
Christian
faith.
Good job, George Stephanopoulos. You saved Barack Obama with this one. Nobody even tried to save Michelle.
HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know, a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested. And we did it as a couple.
Yeah, and the birthers are the crazy ones. Stay with us. Last segment, all of your calls when we come back on Wake Up with Randy Corporon here on 710 KNUS.
CBS News Special Reports.
In a blink of an eye, our street was flooded that fast.
Tia Cherry and her family remain evacuated from their home in New Bern, North Carolina, as now Tropical Storm Florence continues to batter the area this morning with heavy and perhaps historic rainfall. CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glor is in nearby Wilmington.
The issue here remains the timing and the duration of this storm. It's moved so slowly. That is bringing so much rain. We're talking about up to 9.6 trillion gallons of rain before Florence is done here in North Carolina.
CBS News correspondent Adriana Diaz is in Jacksonville, where the weather radar is showing right now heavy bands from Florence continuing to pour inland off the ocean.
It is still very dangerous out here, and officials want anyone who ignored the evacuation order to stay inside unless they need help. There will be a curfew in place. It is in place. It will remain in place until noon today. Officials tell us, though, they may extend that.
The death toll from Florence is 5. CBS News Special.
Attention, veterans. You've heard me warn that the banks are not your friends. These same big banks that took $700 million in government bailouts are the ones that daily turn down refinances to Colorado vets, saying that their credit is not good enough. This chaps my hide, as the VA doesn't even set a minimum FICO score. Have you been turned down on a VA refi? I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, and I am proud to say that every week we get veterans approved after they've been turned down by the big banks, even with credit issues and even with scores in the 500s. I want to prove it to you. If you are a Colorado veteran that's been turned down on your refi, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation, and we will buy you a pizza dinner tonight just for your time. No obligation, no pressure. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Last year, the snow amounts, well, we'll face it, a little dismal. But the El Nino is forming in the Pacific, and here it comes. This year promises to be a lot different, very different. So get ready for snowy commutes, slick roads, and probably some of the best ski conditions in years. At least you can travel in style. Get yourself down to Medved Cadillac, the model year end clearance event. John Medved has amazing offers on 2018 all-wheel drive Cadillac Escalade Sport Utilities. These are the best, the all-new, snow-fighting, all-wheel drive 2018 Cadillac XT5s. Luxury crossovers, Medved Cadillac, incredible opportunities in every 2018 all-wheel drive ATS and CT6 sedans in stock. 2019 models are on the way. Act now. These offers won't last. Go to MedvedCadillac.com, view all of their offers, or stop by and just visit them. Brace yourself. Winter's coming. Medved has your Cadillac. Model year-end clearance event only at Medved Cadillac. Minutes away on I-70 and Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, Exit Ward, Exit the Giant Medved Autoplex. You can shop online, MedvedCadillac.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for Ridgegate Financial. Are you ready to retire? Do you have a plan for when the paychecks stop? My friend Wally Smith at Ridgegate Financial can help. Income planning is one of the five keys to a successful retirement. You've worked hard and you've saved, but now you need a very specific plan for when you access your Social Security and use each of your retirement assets. For your free Social Security analysis and personal retirement review, call Wally Smith at 303-PLANNER. That's 303-752-6637. 303-752-6637. Ridgegate Financial creates retirement plans to help make your retirement everything you've dreamed of, not just 20 to 30 years of unemployment. Your personal retirement plan will help you sail through stock market corrections, crashes even, with confidence. You need a plan for when the paychecks stop. For your free Social Security and personal retirement review, call Wally Smith at 303-PLANNER. That's 303-752-6637 or visit RidgegateFinancial.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710KNUS.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
All right, we finally did it. We busted through the 60s, 63 degrees in Aurora, 62 degrees in Denver, highs today around 90, 88 tomorrow, mid-80s all week long as we march 52 days away to election November 6th, 2018. Meanwhile, the media just lies. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. These politicians, New York Post blames Nikki Haley for the $50,000 curtains that the Obama administration paid for. And of course, the apology, the retraction is never on the front page. It's never got the headline, never has the impact that the lie has once it gets out there. I subscribe to these Democrat emails just to see what they're saying. Here is the latest from the Democrat, the DLCC team. Randy, barely 24 hours ago, Senate Republicans brushed aside glaring new concerns about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. That, of course, was the lie from Dianne Feinstein, she of the Chinese spy driver for 20 years, that that he was inappropriate with a girl in his high school years. But the Republicans brushed aside glaring new concerns about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and voted to rush the confirmation to a committee vote next week. But the latest counts show there are still enough undecided senators to sink the nomination of the most right-wing, hyper-partisan Supreme Court nominee in our lifetimes. But we have to act fast. Please send $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever you can to stop the most incredibly damaging, dangerous, women-killing Supreme Court nominee ever in the... By the way, Brett Kavanaugh will be voted on this week, this coming week, and will be the next United States Supreme Court justice. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, leftists, and enjoy it while you do. The story that I told you about, the Weather Channel, their fake wind, is now top story on Drudge. So if you don't follow me on Twitter or Facebook and you haven't picked up on that story, just go to Drudge. It's at the top there. It's hilarious. The Weather Channel reporter all bundled up in his blue rain gear, hopping and skipping and leaning into the wind and talking about just how horrible the conditions are there on the ground, and two men go walking by behind him. And I misremembered, as George W. Bush might have said, I misremembered the two men that are walking behind him are both in shorts and jackets. They got their heads up, their hoods up, and they're just walking by just as calmly as can be, while the Weather Channel reporter just hops around. It's too funny. And it is a perfect example of how the news gets manipulated and shoved down your throats. Don't stand for it anymore. Just simply don't do it. Let's squeeze in a last couple of calls. David's been waiting in Denver. David, we've only got a couple of minutes, so keep it short. Welcome to the show.
Yep. Thanks, Randy. Well, I'm talking about getting out the 100% of the vote, the Republican vote here in Denver County. Anil has it covered up in Adams, and I know you got it down in Arapahoe and all around. But listen, I just called the Denver GOP and left a message. And I want to talk about, first of all, I live downtown and down by Macy's, and I ride my bike out 5 miles different directions. And this supposed blue wave, the Jared Polis signs and yard signs and window signs are popping up. Now I'm talking. I called them to see who can volunteer here in Denver County to buy these yard signs, to buy these window signs, to go put them up for these people and this type of thing. Because every prayer, every put out thought counts in these young voters. And this is why I think they're so important. They're 18 with their friends saying, don't vote for the racist, the KKK, don't do this. And they're torn between what their parents are telling them and what they feel in their heart, and then what might be right. Well, it's so easy to co-sign with what a person would see around. They say, nah, Walker's not going to do it.
Hey, David,
so, how do we do this?
I'm with you, and we're out of time, so I'm going to let you go. But, you've got to be responsible for your kids and your grandkids and the friends of your kids, and point out how great it is to have a job and how dangerous some of the policies like a Jared Polis will be to their ability to hop in their car and go to school and use their cell phone and have good medical care. All of those things are fairly easy to understand. You know, these kids don't generally turn out and swing these elections. It is up to you and me. Let's try and squeeze in one more with Bruce in Fort Collins. Thanks for waiting and welcome to the show.
Go, Bruce. Thanks, Randy.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, hit it, man. We've got less than a minute.
Real quick, you know, the glaring difference between us and the left, I survived 8 years of Barack Obama, we all did, and the biggest difference was I never hated this man. I wanted him to succeed. I desperately wanted him to succeed. And to sit and listen to these people every day that just hate our president so incredibly much and want him to fail. It's like, you want our country to fail? Is that what you really, really want? I'm beside myself. It's just absolutely astonishing.
I agree, Bruce, and I don't think it's going to work. I don't think hate is what sells. It doesn't motivate people, and these young people aren't the ones who get out and do the majority of the voting. I put this on Facebook the other day. Decaying organisms snarl, flail, then die. We're observing this phenomenon in the Democrat Party. November 6, 2018, can't get here soon enough. Then we can get back to the important work of securing our border, growing our economy, and celebrating and protecting life in the good old USA. And that's
you heard it here first. There will be no blue wave.
Thanks,
Bruce. It will not happen.
I agree, man. I agree with you 100%. Thank you so very much. That is it, I'm afraid. That is it for us this morning. Craig Silverman is next. I'm Randy Corporan, your passionate purveyor of principled patriotism, reminding you to get involved now in defeating the left. No time like the present. 52 days to go. We got to get busy, but we can do it. The blue wave, it's a joke. Ain't going to happen, but it's up to you and me. And please, please, please remember, God loves you, and so do I.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.